Welcome back to Old Chicago. It's Buff Talk here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock here on Monday, October 23rd. If you're looking to come out to Old Chicago tonight, plenty of big games on both the NLCS and ALCS going on. Monday Night Football between the Chargers and, or should be the 49ers. Sorry, get my California teams mixed up. And the Vikings also getting underway in the next 20 or so minutes. But as we mentioned on the start of this episode, we're getting into two teams that are starting their playoff journeys this week. One of them is boys soccer. I've got Coach Jose Vital along with me. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So I wanted to start out by you ended your season actually on one of your best victories, 1-0 on the road against Wichita North. What were some of the big moments in that game?
Well, Wichita North is a good team who we see a lot, whether it's here or on the road. I believe our school has a contract with them. So, you know, whether it's football or soccer, Wichita North and Garden City High School has now become kind of what we see as a classic. Good game to watch and to live. It was a 1-0, so that can tell you a lot. There was a lot of back and forth counterattacking from both teams. Wichita North is a team that is, they're in our bracket for the regionals. You know, if things go good for us tomorrow, they won tonight. I was actually watching their game earlier against Wichita Northwest. They won 3-1. So they're a good team, and they're coming. They're possibly coming to Garden City, hopefully, if things go well.
Do you know if Dodge City won already?
Dodge City's playing as we speak, and they are winning. I'm not sure what the score is. NFHS does not do a good job of actually listing it. It just says 0-0 the whole time. But I do know they're winning because as I tuned in, they had just scored a goal, and it looks like they were dominating pretty good.
Well, shameless plug, you can tune into that game on our family networks on KSA La Cabuena. But I want to get back into your team. I saw that reading back into the history between you guys and Wichita North, that they had won here on senior night last season. Yeah. Your players still have that on their minds?
Oh yeah, we talk about it. We bring it up a lot, and then, you know, in our preaching conversations, that game stands out significantly. Just the fact that Wichita North actually came back. We were winning. I think it was 2-0, 1-0. I forgot what the score was, but they actually ended up beating us. I think it was 4-2 or 4-3. I forgot what it was, but they scored, I think it was like 3 goals in a matter of 8 minutes. So that one hit us home, hit hard for us. It was definitely a bad night for us. It was our senior night for our seniors. No one really expected it. And it's still something we bring up, and like, this is what these Wichita teams in general can do. So don't sleep on any Wichita team. Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about mentality, actually, the last time you were on. How much mentality does it take to kind of hold out a clean sheet, especially in a team, like you said, like Wichita North, that is very good?
It's pretty hard. I mean, these Wichita teams have talented players. They're a huge district. Wichita North, I can tell you, their diversity is a lot like Garden City. You have a lot of Hispanic, but also a lot of other races that are in there. A lot like my boys, you know, a couple of Asians, a couple African Americans, mostly Hispanic. So it's like I said, it's become a classic, and it's always a good game to watch. A couple years ago back, they were the only team that beat Dodge in the knockout stage.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're a team, like I said, that you don't sleep on them.
You mentioned that it was kind of a game of a lot of counterattacking. Is that normally something that you like your team to play in?
I would say so. We don't necessarily like playing from the back. We don't necessarily like taking risks in the back. You know, if the ball's on your half, you know, you can't score a goal back there. So nothing good can come from playing from the back or playing too much in the back. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying my boys can't play from the back. They can definitely play from the back. But we definitely look to move the ball and transition the ball forward, serve the ball to the midfield, serve the ball to the wingers and strikers.
Only one moment of magic in this one. Eli Arroyo got the goal in the 21st minute. Take me through the goal.
It was exactly how I'm telling you. We took a defender to serve a nice ball in there to Eli. Eli was able to get it. He did take on one player. He danced around one player, but that's what it's going to take. We have a guy who has speed up top. You know, as long as he's getting lucky, you know, some good through balls, and he can get through the players. The kid's got a shot, and he's fast on his feet. He's sharp. He's only a junior, and he plays like if he's a senior. So, you know, that's the formation that we feel works for us. It's not really a pretty game, and that's exactly what I tell my boys. It's not a pretty game, guys, to be taking the ball and looking for a man up top. And you're not going to get a complete pass a lot of the times. You know, you're going to have a guy intercept your ball, you know, but this isn't football where you can't get it back immediately. Yeah. You know, you don't need four downs. You just need to go and press the ball, and hopefully they'll make a mistake, and you get the ball again and reset your play.
You said that he had to used one move to beat a defender.
Great separation. He's good at making cuts. He cut to the left and took a shot.
I was going to say, is that where he always likes to go?
Yeah. He's a right-footed kid, but he has speed and he likes to dance. That's his thing. That's why he's up top. We don't really like kids doing 1v1s from the back. Mm-hmm. So we serve him balls, and most of the time he can beat him on the run. If he has to take a kid on, he's pretty good about doing it.
You said after the match that goal was the biggest one you'd scored all season. Did it feel that way in the moment?
In the moment, it felt really great. But considering that we scored it in the first half, I knew that Wichita still had plenty of time to, you know, do something about it. So I was still very nervous. I was still biting my nails throughout that whole game. I knew that we still needed to get more goals. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But it was still a really good game. There was lots of shots from our boys. A lot of good things. Unfortunately, one of my other striker, Justin Diaz, got a concussion that night, and he's out for about a whole week. So, you know, there's some of our players who went down, and Eli kind of had to take on more weight on his shoulders that night than normal.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, especially at this time of year. But yeah. Did you feel that Eli and the rest of the team kind of shouldered the responsibility well, per se?
Yeah, I mean, they do a good part. They, you know, we mentioned, hey, guys, we got guys injured, and, you know, we need you guys to put more weight on your shoulders today. We need you guys to mentally prepare yourself. It's not just physically. Play smarter, not harder. You know, let go of that ball. There's no need for confrontation. Soccer is a team sport.
I know you just mentioned that it's not like American football, but obviously, do you preach that whole next man up mentality throughout the season?
I think so. I mean, if you want to get on the score sheet, you need guys up there. You need challenges up there. It's not like football. You know, the only time we want to confront is up there, in the final third of the opposite team's, you know, and their danger area, their penalty area. Up there, you know, we're looking at 1v1s. It might get pretty dirty. You know, there might be some slide tackling against our team. But, you know, that's okay. You know, maybe we'll get a free kick out of it, a set piece. And we got guys who can shoot. So anything that happens on the other team's half is good for us. You know, corner kicks come out of there. Throw-ins for us. Just fouls that, you know, are in our favor. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to keep the ball in their half. You know, that's kind of our style.
If you're just joining us there on Buff Dog, we're talking with boys soccer coach Jose Vital after his team's 1-0 win over Wichita North, which helped secure them a home playoff game. We'll get to that home playoff game in a moment, but I want to talk a little bit about the second half, because you mentioned the goal came early, and it was the second half that you described. You were chewing your nails the entire time. What did it take for your team to hold out and keep the Redhawks off the scoreboard in that second half?
It took a lot of just clearing the ball. You know, our defense wasn't able to, like, settle a ball, you know. Wichita North defenders would send it up to the strikers, and my defenders had to, you know, bring it down, and not just sometimes not even bring it down, sometimes just head it out directly on the first time hit. And there was a lot of that, and you have to be precise and sharp about that. I literally had my starting defense. The only time any one of them ever went out was whenever they needed a sub, because they were, you know, they were tired, or they just whatever other reason.
Mm-hmm. Aiden Parr, your goalkeeper in the match, had 5 saves. How much was he tested by North?
Aiden Parr always does a wonderful job. Give that kid a shout out. He's a senior this year. We're going to miss him next year. Mm-hmm. He came in very, in his own words, he came in very clutch. in the words of our high schoolers, he definitely came in big time for us. He gets some good saves, and he was turned on Thursday night. It was kind of our last trip. We made it a fun one. We got there early. We took the kids to the mall. Had a good time. We try to make kind of a camaraderie, you know, team bonding type of thing. It wasn't much. We just had a nice meal, and we went to the mall, and we went straight to our game. But I think it really helped the boys. I really didn't see any of them turned off that day. And that's really what we needed, because we were the team that was traveling. We were the team that we were on the shorter end of the sticks. We were obligated to play good. And I tell the boys every day, boys, you have an obligation to play hard. You're the team that's doing all this traveling. You're the one that's suffering. You have an obligation to play 160%, no questions asked.
I actually want to ask about that. Talk about how you took him to the mall, had some fun with him before the game. I just asked this question to Coach Bailey. What's the most fun drill that you've done with this team during the season?
We do a lot of, I can't even pick, but there's many fun things that we do. One that stands out right off the bat, as soon as you say what's the funnest, you know, when our boys, when we compete doing any drills, such as small-sided games, and you lose, you know, in a small-sided 5-minute game, you know, instead of having you do a gasser, you know, because we're looking for intensity in these games. So we're accustomed to doing gassers, you know, typical old-school running. But towards the end, we just, you know, we said screw it, and, you know, if you were the loser in these small-sided games, and we would play dodgeball, soccer dodgeball, where we had our boys running across the field, and we had our other kids trying to shoot on them, trying to hit them below the headline. Obviously, yeah, no face shots. But it was very fun. Obviously, it was all for play, and the boys loved it. They're the ones who wanted to do it. It really wasn't us coaches who proposed it. They just one day, coach, can we do something different? Can we sprint across the field, but maybe have the boys, maybe playing dodgeball on us on the losers? Like, if that's what the team wants and you guys want to make it, student athlete led, I'm all for it. And we jumped in with them. They were hitting us with balls. It was great. It's just a fun memory. I don't think they're ever going to forget it, and I know I won't either.
That is cool. Going back to Aiden, you mentioned, senior, you're going to miss him a lot next season. What are some of the things that he does that you like in a goalkeeper?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Aiden, for sure. I mean, you put him on the radar in the summertime, and Aiden's out traveling, and he's doing camps. He's doing the summer club soccer. He's out trying out for, these big teams. And that's really what I love about Aiden is he invests in himself. It's not just like during soccer season. Aiden is playing indoor during the wintertime, and he's playing outdoor during the summertime, and he's traveling to these camps, and it's him on his own. It's not really me inviting him. It's like, hey, coach, what do you think about this? I was asked this at the FC Dallas training, and like last year, he went out to a camp, and he got invited to Europe. Okay. From what I heard. My mom was commenting a little bit about that, and I'm not sure if he's going to do it. He's a senior right now, so he's really focused on his high school career. But from what I heard, he's invited out to go out and try out for some European club team out there. And for the same reason, the kid's got grit and he plays hard. He, when he's out there and he's turned on, I mean, Aiden's in his own.
So now I want to – yeah, congratulations, Aiden. So now I want to get into this playoff run that you're about to go on. We've been talking about how many different schools right in that Wichita area that have given your team a test. You get Wichita West on Tuesday. How do you feel about this first matchup?
Like I said, never sleep on a Wichita team. They are 6-10 in the record. I looked into the record, and they've had a rough season, but I think that leaves them with no choice other than to go 160%. And my boys are going to be in front of them. So, in regards to tomorrow's game, I think it has to be a serious game. Like I tell my boys every day, we're playing the number one seed in your own eyes. In your own head, we're playing the number one seed, and that's the end of the story. Get on the scoreboard first and just punish him 0-0 the whole time. And Wichita West is no different. We want to look into hosting on Thursday as well. This is what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. Wichita West is a good team. It's been a while since we met them, but they're a good team. They're a Wichita District team. That's all I can really say about that.
Before we get to Thursday, obviously your team got it done during the regular season. 10 wins on the year. How much does getting a home playoff game in round one mean for this group?
Humongous, I think. I think it's big. Traveling is never that good for us, especially, being the seed that's below could not necessarily mean a good thing. Hosting means that you're, usually the better team when it comes to the standings. And in this case, we're very pleased with the bracket that we got. We looked at the other brackets and, some very good teams in, Region 1, Region 2, and Region 3. Region 1, we got, Dodges there. Region 2, Topeka Washburn, who's, second seed there. They're higher seed than us in their conference. That's very tough. Region 3 is Derby, who beat us last year. And finally, Region 4, it's us. And we got they're all Wichita teams except for us. So we feel very good about it. But again, the big thing here is not to get overconfident. It's been a while since our boys have won a regional championship, and we can't stress enough to them how important this is. It's been since 2016, boys. It's time. Mm-hmm. It's time.
Yeah. So I was talking to Coach Bailey about this actually earlier. Obviously, getting the playoffs times, and it changes so much because it is, no longer, hey, we got a next game. You lose, you're done.
Yeah.
How do you keep things as grounded as possible going into these games where the players know how much rides on them?
As much as I hate to do this, I always use the phrase do or die. Because it's really what it is. It's you do this win, or your season dies. And it's like the army. It's like being a soldier out in a war. It's either beat them or they beat you. It's either how a soldier has to think. And that's really what we bring up a lot, in any way, shape, or form that we can to these boys. It's do or die. You got to leave it 100. Everything. You got to leave everything on the field 160%. There's no regrets. If you lose, and you're a senior, it's guaranteed you're going to be crying on the field. It's guaranteed that it's going to be a sad moment for you. And we don't like to think about those things. Mm-hmm. Not just yet, you know, not without putting up a fight. So do or die is a lot of things, you know. I wish I could tell you exactly what I'm going to tell these boys tomorrow, but a lot of it lies along the lines of that. Mm-hmm. Is you got to leave it all on the field. If not, you know, don't say, if I would have done this, I would have done that, or it's his fault, or his fault, or the defense's fault, or the striker's fault. It's nobody's fault. It's, you know, if we lose together, and if we win, we win together. End of story.
You talk about, you know, it's kind of time. It's high tide. It's been since 2016 since you guys have gone on a run. In those years that you have lost, you've seen some of the teams that have gone on to go on these deep runs. What's something that always kind of sticks out about the teams that are, you know, able to make these deep runs in high school playoffs?
I love this time because when you start to pay attention to the brackets, like tonight, I'm going to log into Keisha and I'm going to go look at that bracket and see how all these teams ended up just on Monday night alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sure enough, there's going to be one team that's going to shock the rest of Kansas. You're going to have a low seeding team that's going to beat a high seeding team. And it always happens and never fails. So paying attention to that, you know, what's happened to me as an athlete when I was a high schooler, Garden City, we were number one, and Derby knocked us out, you know, the regional championship. I think they were ranked sixth or fifth. Don't even remember. So that's really what comes as surprising to me. It's like the Champions League, you know, it's really like the World Cup. It's close to a World Cup as you're ever going to get for a high school athlete. And I tell these kids, guys, you know, invest and really, really just devote yourself to this, because, man, to a lot of us, this is as close as to where we're going to get to a, you know, a really nice soccer setting. So, you know, make the best of it. We're lucky enough to be top four, which is just good enough to be, you know, to be the main one in one of those regions. I'm hope that's just enough push to, you know, push us through not only to the final, but actually holding that plaque. Lifting it on Thursday night is what my dream is right now.
Yep. Well, playoff journey starts tomorrow. Garden City Buffaloes host Wichita West. Game gets underway at 6:30, I believe.
6 o'clock is
6 o'clock. Okay, got it. Thank you so much to Coach Patel for coming on. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, of course. When we come back, we're going to talk to another coach who's getting ready for playoffs. Brian Hill will join us when we come back as Garden City makes the trip to Lawrence to take on Free State. It's all coming up here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock. Live from Old Chicago, it's Buff Talk.